UK Gambling Commission urges for accurate gambling stats. The ongoing debate surrounding gambling has taken a concerning turn as various stakeholders have resorted to the misuse of statistics to support their arguments, prompting the UK Gambling Commission to call for accuracy and responsible data presentation. Decoding gambling stats. Amidst the development of the government's white paper on gambling, differing opinions and strong beliefs have ignited impassioned discussions. However, the Commission is troubled by the growing trend of twisting statistics to bolster specific viewpoints. From gambling operators to media outlets, instances of statistical manipulation have been observed, often accompanied by the conflation of terms like problem gambling and gambling-related harm. The primary concern centers on the misrepresentation of problem gambling statistics. One misleading claim that has surfaced is that 99.7% of people who gamble do so without being harmed, with variations suggesting that only 0.3% of gamblers are harmed. The truth, however, is far more nuanced. The often cited 0.3% figure corresponds to the UK Gambling Commission's short-form Problem Gambling Severity Index, PGSI, screen. This screen has yielded varying results between 0.2 and 0.6% of individuals aged 16 or older experiencing problem gambling between March 2019 and March 2023. The misconception lies in assuming this percentage applies solely to gamblers when, in reality, it encompasses the entire adult population in Great Britain. Statistics from the Health Survey for England 2021 revealed that among those aged 16 and over who had gambled in the past year, 0.8% experienced problem gambling according to either the full PGSI or DSMIV. Another misleading assertion is that certain types of gambling, like sports betting, are less risky, and hence boast lower problem gambling rates. The Commission refutes this by clarifying that problem gambling rates vary significantly by activity, with the figures spanning from 0.9% for national lottery players to 8.5% for online slots, live casinos, or bingo gamblers. The government's white paper focuses on these higher risk areas, recognizing that the level of participation isn't the sole determining factor in risk assessment. Commission's call on stats accuracy. Comparative analyses have also been prone to inaccuracies. The Commission highlights instances where reports have cautioned against direct comparisons due to data collection limitations caused by the COVID-19 pandemic or changes in survey methodologies. Any attempt to contrast datasets should be approached with caution and contextual awareness. The crux of the issue lies in the complexity of gambling statistics. While the overall problem gambling rate may appear low compared to participation levels, delving beneath the surface reveals a more intricate reality. The Commission underscores that even with a small proportion of people experiencing problem gambling, the consequences are dire and far-reaching, impacting not only those directly involved but also their friends, families, and wider communities. In light of these concerns, the Gambling Commission issues a plea for the responsible use of statistics. The ongoing debate over gambling's societal implications demands a level of rigor and honesty in presenting data. To maintain the integrity of the discourse and ensure informed decision-making, stakeholders must approach statistics with diligence, accuracy, and an understanding of their proper context.